Okay, new week. So I think, not sure, we're on page 32, I do believe, right? Let me write it down. Give me a second here. Okay, so we're, I think, on page 32. So again, we started Siman Tes last time. So I think we're up to base. Yeah, I'll turn it on. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's on. Turn it on. Okay, so I think we're up to base. Tzitzis el pishtim v'shel oshel tzemer rechalim. So as we started last time, now before we were talking about the garment. The garment, the material that the garment's made out of. But today, and I think we started this last time, talking about the tzitzis themselves. So the tzitzis, if they're made out of flax, linen, or they're made out of wool, poltrim, b'chol, next page, mineg begadim. So you could put tzitzis out of those two, out of flax, out of linen, or wool, on any garment. In other words, I don't know, you have a, I don't know what, a silk garment, so you could put wool tzitzis on them, you could put flax linen tzitzis on them, chutz mishel pishtim letzemer, ol shel tzemer lepishtim, as we mentioned, oh yeah, we did this last time, except you're not allowed to put wool on linen and linen on wool, bizman hazeh delek tcheles, because we don't have tcheles, as we discussed last time, mibnei shem kilayim, because if you would do that, put linen tzitzis on wool, or wool tzitzis on linen, that would be shatnez, kilayim. And the Rama says, as we saw last time, v'yesh omrim, shalasso tzitzis shel pishtim klal, that the Rama says the custom is we don't make linen tzitzis at all. So right, that's why you don't see it. Now, gimel. Tzitzis shel shar minim, let's say you have tzitzis made out of something other than wool or linen. You have tzitzis made out of, again, let's use that example, silk tzitzis. Tzitzis made out of silk. Ein poltrin ela b'minam. So those tzitzis, you can only put on a silk garment. You go meshi, like I said, like silk, or that's the way we define it. The bag of meshi, it's semer geffen, or let's say cotton, right? That's a good example. Cotton, semer geffen. If you had cotton tzitzis, so those cotton tzitzis would only work to be placed on a cotton garment, cotton beged. But let's say you had cotton tzitzis, and you want to put them on a wool beged, that won't work. But anything other than their type, that doesn't, their type, it doesn't work. Now, the Mishnah Berurah talks about an interesting case. And the reason why I bring up the case is because of a statement that he makes. Let's say, again, they had Shesi and Orev. Right, when they, or even today, when they weave something, they have warp and weft, right? The strings go one direction, chassis, and the arev is they go the other way. That's why when they talk about crisscross, like the Moroccan crisscross, it's chassis the arev. In other words, they crisscrossed. Because the on the loom, when they weave something, so the threads intersect, right? So let's say you made the threads going in one direction from one type of material and threads going in the other direction on another material. So then there's only one thing you could do. And it's a four-corner garment, right? But again, it's a mixture. So we have that all the time, right? We have... things that are a mixture of a blend, right? Like this shirt, my weekday shirt, right? It's not all cotton. It's cotton and polyester, right? It's blends. So then let's say if it was a four-cornered garment, right? That would be a great example, right? So cotton and like something else. Let's say it's a four-cornered garment. So what do I do about putting tzitzis on it? What would the tzitzis be made out of? So the Chofetz Chaim says, only one alternative, the one possible solution, and that is wool scissors, right? And so then the Kovetz Chaim says a very interesting, do who poter b'chol abagadim, as we saw before, because wool and flax also, linen, tzitzis, work for anything, right? So therefore here, it's a hybrid, as we call it today. So what kind of tzitzis would you put? Wool. Now we'll talk about why doesn't he say linen. Well, we'll see. Or maybe we saw it already. Okay. Dalet. Im hitel betalis shol shar minim ksat tzitzis mimino ksat mitzemer opishtim yesh li stapek bo. So let's say you had a garment made out of another fabric, other than wool or linen, cotton, right? And you put tzitzis on it, and some of the tzitzis are from its type. In other words, some of them are cotton, and some of them are wool. So, in other words, you have four strings, let's say, in each corner. So two are cotton and two are wool. So the Machaber says that's a shaila, that's a suffix, whether it works. So the Mishnah Berurah explains what's a suffix. Because ki ein kan min knaf, the halacha is it has to be min knaf, like the corner. So again, this corner is hybrid, right? It's cotton. So then what do you put on it? Now again, so then he brings down the Artzus Chaim, it seems that this case is that, so the Artzus Chaim says that the case that we brought down, two from cotton and two from wool, would be okay. So what's the case where there's a suffix? Let's say the strings themselves were a blend. It was partially wool, partially cotton. It's not shotness, it's not a, right? But again, that would be a shaila.
What would be wrong with that? Because you said if it's the same material, it's okay, and if it's wool, it's okay.
Because this is neither.
That's both.
In other words, that's a shaila. Or do we look at that as, neither? Okay? Okay. Hey. Yesh omrim. Some say, some say that you have to make the tzitzis the same color as the garment. So let's say you have a green garment. So then you'd have to dye your tzitzis green. If you're
the
Irish.
But the chelos would still be blue.
No, again, not today. But, and what's the reason? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Tesvav, Chofetz Chaim says, Mishum ze keli vaveyu. Some say because, it looks nice. And the other reason he brings down, as we just said, and some say the idea would be because that's to be like the corner. So in other words, the corner is green, the garment. It's green. So therefore, the strings itself have to be green. It would be kind of interesting, but that's the way it is. Okay. V'amedaktikim, right? V'amedaktikim noggin kain. And the Machaber says, those who are careful do that. Yeah, hold on. The Ramah says, Ashkenazim ein noggin lasos tzitzis. Rak levanim, right? I don't even know if Sfarim, I've never even seen Sfarim do this. But the Ashkenazim, the Ramah says, have the minog that the tzitzis, the color that should be white. Af bebegadim tzvuim, even if the garment is green, right, or whatever color it is, ve'ein lashanos, and you shouldn't deviate from that. And Mishnah Berurah says, that when we call makom roi lamedaktik lasos davka arba knasos atalas katan lavan. So he says, let's flip it around now. So the first opinion, the machaber says that the tzitzis and the baggage should be the same color. The Ramah says, no, the minhag is that the tzitzis should be white. It's not put together. So the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, the garment should be white. Because then you avoid the whole problem, right? Because then again, even if you say it's prettier, it's nicer, or it's knaf, min knaf, that it should be like the tzitzis should be like the corner, so then good, my corner's white. My garment's white. So if the garment's white, so then the tzitzis are white, so then everything's hunky-dory, right? Everything's fine. And, right, and as you know, that's the way that's the minhag, right? That's what you see. Now, again, the Mishnah Berurah says that they had maybe in the corner, I don't know if he means the corner, maybe he means like
reinforcement,
or it could be also, you know, like some people have a stripe, right? So then you should make the tzitzis black, I don't know, right, or whatever. So he says that doesn't count. You go by the majority of the garment. Since the majority of the garment is whatever, let's say white, so therefore, it's white, right? So and that's what we do, right? I don't know if I've ever seen, unless you make them privately. Remember when I was in elementary school, so our Rebbe was teaching us how to tie tzitzis. So we had to bring in make our own garment. Which was a dangerous thing in the late 60s, early 70s, you know, in Los Angeles. But anyways, but again, I think commercially you don't see it. But I don't know, you never know what you could buy. Buy all sorts of things. Now look at this. Vav. Yesh omrim she'ein lasos talis shel pishtan. Some say, the Merachaber says, that you shouldn't make a talis out of linen. V'afal pishtan halacha, okay? Even though the halacha is not like that, Yerushalayim yetze es kulam ve'osa talis shel tzemer recholim. So the Merachaber says, even though the halacha is not like that, so the Mishnah Berurah has a whole long, lengthy, not very long, but a lengthy Mishnah Berurah explaining what is this opinion that says you shouldn't make a talis out of linen. So again, even though the halach is not like that, but still, Yar Shemam Yetzei as Kulam, Ve'osa Talis Shot Semer Rechal. Still, the best thing is, now again, this is the Machaber talking, Yar Shemam should be Yotzei everything, and we make talisim out of wool, right? Shu chayav betzitzis mi'at Torah, b'li pikpuk, then there's no problem, right? There's no problem that maybe your linen looks like something else, and then maybe you get confused, and all sorts of things. Wool is wool, and it looks like wool, and people could tell it's wool, and therefore you put wool on. Now again, I do know somebody who was, many, many years ago, that was allergic to wool. So I think they just wore cotton, you know, like, what do you do for a talus? I don't know. He was a single guy at the time, but I don't know, I guess you could make a special order talus out of cotton, I don't know. I don't know, you have to ask the Mishkan Tchelis people. But anyways, and without any like being picky, you can't claim against it in any way, shape, or form. There's no angle to say it's no good.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So before, the Rav said that if we have to take off a talis cotton, that if a person like lays it over themselves like a blanket,
that would be
as if they're still wearing it.
Yeah, there are some who disagree with that because that's not a derech levisha, but okay, so that's why the Mishnah Berurah brings it down.
Most bed sheets are four corners, so that
okay, we'll have to, hold on. We'll get to it. You're way ahead of me. Good question. The Ramah says, right? 40, right? The Ramah says, Mihu, however, imi afshar Rock with Hausel Pishtan, right? If you're stuck, I guess like this the person who's allergic, Motsa Shiasa Tal Shal Pishtan. It's best to make Tal Shal Pishtan, Sitsin Shal Pishtan, and Sitsin Shal Pishtan, even though the Ramah said before we don't. But still, that's better, Mishimivatel Mitzvah Sitsis. That's better than the alternative, because the alternative is not doing the Mitzvah Sitsis altogether, right? So if that's all you have, or I don't know, place they don't have wool, I don't know. I don't live in New Zealand. So again, and you have flax, so use the flax. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah, you test, and also you can rely upon this opinion also to make a bracha. So in other words, even though we said before, shouldn't make tzitzis out of linen, but again, that's for side reasons, or again, and that's the way we come out, but and they should be white, but again, if there's extenuating circumstances, so we have to deal with that. Okay, good. Page 34. Dine knafos hatalis. Okay, the corners. So as you know, talis she'ein la arba knafos p'tura. Let's say you have a garment that doesn't have four corners, like almost everything we wear. Everything we wear except for Allah. So then it's pater from tzitzis. And you know why? Because the pasuk says al arba kanfos suska, that you have to put it on the four corners of your garment. That's what the pasuk says. What we say in Shema all the time. Now, what's interesting is the Aruch HaShulchan says debas gimel eno yofa lekitzoy, something that's a three-cornered garment. But whatever, it's not good to lekitzoy agof. It's not good for. It doesn't work. I guess if you have a triangle to wrap the body in. The chol meshulash hu mechudad, because anything that's threes is sharp or pointy. Lafuke koma shioser me arba harehu ke arba sharei yesh lo dal knofas roi lo kisui, as opposed to four or more. We'll see about more later, which does work for covering a person. Again, that's an interesting idea about three. Again, you'd say Pash Pshad is like the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, that Torah says four-cornered garment. So again, back upstairs, Tal She'ein Ba, She'ein La, Arba Knafos Petura. So again, if a talis has does not have four corners, has three corners, two corners, so it's Pater, Yesh Lo Yoser Me Arba Chayaves. But if it has more than four, like I just said from the Aruch HaShulchan, five, six, seven, whatever, so then it's chayav also la arba tzitzios be arba knafeha meruchakos zu mizu yoser. Where do you put the tzitzis? On the four corners, right? It has four, six, it has five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten corners. So what do? So again, it says you put on the four corners, not on the ten corners. So you put on the four furthest most corners from one from the other. Okay? But we'll get into this a little more. Meretz HaShem, B'li Neder, tomorrow. Okay? Yashkoch, everyone.